this article by Kevin Downey Jr. of PJ Media. Eastbound and Down. American convoy faces potential issues. He writes, I'd hope the truck drivers from the U.S. would be the first to take to the roads and convoy in defiance of the mandates. But now, he understands more of what's happening. A trucker friend of his told him that American truckers are uniting and looking at rolling from California to Washington, D.C. soon, with more maybe coming from different directions. But there are a few potential snags. Oh, see, I wouldn't be shocked. We have Michelle in our chat room telling us, might be old news, but Newsmax is reporting that Facebook just silenced the Freedom Convoy page. That wouldn't shock me. That wouldn't shock me at all if they did it, which is why you don't do any of this stuff on... Why you don't do this stuff on Facebook? Because they'll just shut you down. Just like, why do people continue to use GoFundMe? There's a big deal about GoFundMe shutting down the funds for the Freedom Convoy in Canada. Well, why don't you just not give money to GoFundMe? Figure something out. Put money in a bag or something. Right? Use Signal. Use another form of fundraising. Give, send, go. Anything. Oh, we're going to use GoFundMe. Oh, I can't believe GoFundMe shut down the account. Really? Are you all this dumb? Apparently. But Ivory Hecker, the independent journalist that everybody loves because she's a young blonde. Oh, I'm sorry I say that out loud. Sorry. American truckers are following Canada's lead. Brian Brace is one of the organizers of the, quote, Convoy to D.C. 2022. And he made this statement. I don't know if he swears or not, so I'm not going to play it. For starters, many truckers have already gotten the jab to keep working. They may not be interested in protesting at this point. However, a lot of them had side effects and aren't interested in the Biden boosters. Drivers had to take the time off the road after getting the shot. Jab. That means retail prices went up. Yet another reason why to question the jabs. Any driver not looking to get boosted may jump in. As the writer's trucker friend explained, if American truckers actually decided to convoy, they obviously won't be making money. And what's worse, I know Mike K., I hope he's driving safely wherever he is. He mentioned this when we were talking about this story yesterday. He's one of our truckers. He said they're scabs, man. There'll be people that'll come in and just take our place. And that's what this person also said, too. There will be scabs that will take their place. The trucker explained, we have too much quote-unquote competition from across the southern border that will run loads if we lock it all up. Canadian truckers don't have to worry about Americans going north to steal their routes. This is one of the problems with MaFreedom. And of course, when you back this out into scale, this is a problem with not truckers. I love y'all, but the entire industry of truck driving. If everything was local, none of this would be a problem. If your meat was sourced locally, if your food was sourced locally, if everything was sourced locally, then you wouldn't have to worry about people coming in to steal jobs. And I don't even blame the people south of the border that would come in to quote-unquote steal them. They're just trying to provide for themselves. See how the domino effect goes. I'm sure big companies wouldn't allow it either, Ron. That's a good point in the chat room. Another potential issue is that truckers who are threatening to convoy might find themselves getting a raise to stay on the road. But the trucker friend said, we're working on getting organized, but we still have too many people who will keep on going if the prices are right. Hell, the trucker said, I support the guys, but if it hits 10 bucks a mile, I'm rolling. And let me ask you, listener of the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, can you blame them? If the company's like, I'll pay you 15 bucks a mile. Oh, good luck, everybody. The trucker friend also said they may see a convoy made up of spare trucks, which might not even make it from California to D.C. That's why I said And I made the point when this first started to come up that instead of going to D.C., Mike K., man, you're always welcome to call in. I love my trucker guys. 844-527-8723. I got it. I know. And I hope you understand. I'm not mad. I ain't mad. You gotta take care of yourself. I get it. You know, I also said at the beginning, the Canadian one, it's a smaller sample size, right? Oh, Canada's so big. Most of the population lives at the southern border. This thing is much easier to do. But here in America, if you operated like you have to shut down California, you have to shut down Texas, you have to shut down New York, instead of shutting down the Blobistan, you need to shut down the individual states. That will get people's attention. Or shut down the Super Bowl. That's something that can be done temporarily. Then there are the liberal states. Some truckers are questioning whether or not blue states will throw monkey wrenches into the plans and block the roads. Not to mention what the DOT will do if the truckers band together in convoy. That said, it appears American truckers are preparing to do something. The writer has also heard rumors the Canadian truckers might attempt to cross the border to head to D.C. as well. That would be dope. That would be awesome. But we'll see. It's not as easy logistically to do it here as it was to do it there. And that's what I've been trying to tell people. Why don't we have American trucker down here? It's not the same situation.